know.
I was going to ask you about the men, and you've mentioned it because obviously it's important that the men are involved in the process. So I know that you have a men's behavioural change program. How's that working in the community?
You want to ask, can you ask Marie that? Because Marie runs the men's behaviour change program up here.
Yep, all right. Well, if you can just pop Marie on.
Okay, no worries.
Thank you.
Hello, how you going, Kirsten?
Hi, yeah, if you could just introduce yourself, Marie, and your role, please.
Yes, I'm Marie Corbo. I'm the Program Manager of the Family Violence Prevention Programs at Tungindjeri Council in the Northern Territory.
Lovely. And Marie, can you talk about the Men's Behaviour Change Program? Like, I'm really interested in talking about perpetrator awareness and also, you know, community responses to family violence. So how's the program going?
It's actually going really well. So we've been going for about a year now. So the program is based very much on the No to Violence standards, which are the same standards that the Victorian programs use and the New South Wales program. So there's about 39 in Victoria and 10 in New South Wales. So we've brought the same standards up here to the Northern Territory. So part of those standards is that we actually work with, so the women's shelter also works with the women, so it's a holistic wraparound for all parts of the family system.
Yeah, and I guess because it's important that the men go through healing and understanding as well, and it sounds good that the men and women are working together in the community, because it can't be done unless that happens.
No, that's right. And look, for most of our men, they don't want to use violence. They really don't want to use violence. They know it has a huge impact on themselves, their families, their community. So we've found the men that come into the program, I think it's an incredibly courageous move to come into a men's behaviour change program. But they come in and, look, I think, you know, for most of them, you could ask the question, they'll say, no, of course we don't want to use violence. We don't think it's normal. And the men have actually talked about that. We don't think this is a normal way of having relationships. But it's about working with us for 24 weeks. So it's quite a commitment around working out different strategies, different ways of viewing things, different ways of looking at themselves, and really starting to work through a process of wanting to change. So that's we've done that work, and we've also worked with the men's leadership group at Tungindjeri too. So we've got three arms of the program.